Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is Emily Thomas, and you are listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast. Hey, friends, welcome back to the show. This is episode 65, and I'm going to be talking to this sweet, sweet friend, Natalie Ard. But before we get started, I wanted to say a couple things. So number one, we have no more mugs. The mugs are gone. Y'all bought them all up. More things will be coming. I'm cooking up some product ideas that I think are really fun. And then also, I had someone tell me, how am I supposed to talk about the show and spread the word as your PR department if you don't have any more mugs? And to that, you know I have an answer. I feel like this is so simple, though, this time of year with Christmas and Christmas lights on the roof of your house. Just spell out Mom Struggling Well in Christmas lights. Come on. I mean, that's like low-hanging fruit. So, so obvious. And if you have not already done that, frankly, I'm pretty disappointed. Have I done it? We do not need to talk about me. This is not about me. This is about you and what you need to do. Can you imagine how terrible it is to be my children? Okay. Also, thank you again still for the survey responses that we're getting. I appreciate that. I do want to give just a very friendly pushback. Like, imagine the nicest person you know and imagine them smiling just so, so sweet and giving you just a little kind of push. Okay, like, if you were my friend in real life, I would tell you this. And I've been kind of arguing back and forth with God about it because I really don't want to be mean or critical at all. That's not my heart here. But I did get a lot of people said, I want to hear from like regular moms who are doing regular things. And here's my pushback. And if you were my friend in real life, like I started to say, I do this to them too. And my good friends, they do it to me back. So just know that the heart behind this is that I think, I just want to be honest with y'all, that all of the moms that I talk to are regular moms. Do you know what I'm saying? Like all the things that they're doing, they don't feel like they're doing anything that special. They're just doing the thing God said for them to do. And I have had moms on that are quote unquote regular. I don't know. I also just want to share with you all the really neat things that moms are doing and how God has gotten them to where they are and how he's been faithful through all of it. So I don't know. I guess I just don't want anybody listening to think I am not as amazing as this person because I am just at home raising my kids. Well, first of all, just at home raising your kids. Like that's the next generation. That is the biggest deal. Or I just work at this, like I just work at a bank. Okay, great. It's not, there's no just in front of any of the things that we're doing. We are keeping humans alive. That's a really big deal. So I don't know. I guess my pushback is don't think that the guests that you hear are amazing and you're not, or don't think that they think they're not doing anything just very super regular, just like you. Does that make sense? So that's the end of my soapbox, but I will try to get more people on the show who I don't know, are more regular, but I feel like they're all regular. I don't know. So I've had this friend on my show a couple times. Her name's Retha Morgan. She was on episode 36 and 45. She is the one who's a single mom and her husband went into a coma when she found out that she was pregnant. Just to be clear, announcing the pregnancy is not what put him in the coma. That was a little bit unclear right there. I don't even think that's medically possible. It all just happened at the same time. But then on top of that, she found out he was having several extramarital affairs. So she was pregnant and caring for a cheating husband in a coma. You probably remember the story. It's pretty memorable. Anyway, so she and I have been friends for a while now. And she is a life coach. And I have to be perfectly honest, before we started talking, and I was just kind of, I accidentally am being coached by her because it's just something that she does. Like I didn't mean to be coached by her. And frankly, I didn't even know, what does a life coach do? Do they just like pet you on your head and tell you you're doing a good job? I didn't understand the point. And so as I accidentally was being coached by her, and all of a sudden I was getting all these goals met and accomplishing all these things and realizing, oh my gosh, like, I feel like this is the way God has headed me. And look at all these doors are opening. And I realized, though, it's because somebody who had a vision for knowing how to get someone from point A to point B, I had someone doing that. And I didn't realize that I was being life coached, and I didn't realize what a change it would make in my life. So anyhow, as I've been talking about this with Rita, she has a heart for helping women reach their goals. And this is how, I mean, talk about a regular mom. She's a single mom of three boys, and this is her income. And it is her gifting, you guys. Even I'll tell my husband something that Rita told me or told me to do or told me to quit doing, and he'll just say, man, she's good. So Rita loves the show. Rita's heart is for women exactly like yourself. And so she is going to do this thing. She's starting this coaching thing for the new year called New Year, New You. And for just only listeners of the Mom Struggling Well podcast, she's going to give you $100 off of the 6-week coaching session where she will, here's what I love about Rita. She's not pulling any punches, but she super cares about you, but she's not going to sugarcoat it. And that doesn't mean she's mean. It means she doesn't beat around the bush. There's no reason to do that. And add to it the fact that she's great at casting a vision and calling you on your business, on your junk, and getting you to where you want to be. It's just the best kind of situation. So I'm going to put in the show notes a link to this opportunity if that's something that you are interested in. I have personally benefited greatly from her insight and her wisdom, and I wanted to share it with you guys. I will have a link to it in the show notes, or you can go to mylightstillshines.com. That's her website. And when you fill out the form, just reference that you heard about it on Mom Struggling Well, and then you will get a discount of $100, which is a really huge discount. And you can only find it here, folks. So I'm so glad you're here. So glad you're listening. I hope you'll take advantage of this opportunity. So now for this week's guest, Natalie Ard. I feel like a lot of the people I interviewed didn't mean to end up doing the thing that they're doing, but that's where they find themselves once God opened that door. So Natalie has a Christmas product that I wanted you to know about. It's kind of like an Elf on the Shelf alternative. I will just say right now, if you do Elf on the Shelf, that's awesome. I don't do Elf on the Shelf, but we can still be friends. I have friends who love the Santa thing, and I have friends who do not do the Santa thing at all. And at our house, we have a very schizophrenic relationship with Santa. Sometimes the kids believe he's real, sometimes the kids don't, and I just go with it wherever they are that day. So frankly, it makes them go to bed really early on Christmas Eve. And so I'm holding on to the Santa thing. Santa's definitely real on Christmas Eve because it suits me. Even if you're listening to this and you don't want a Christmas product, or even if you're listening to this and it is the middle of July and you do not care about Christmas right now, that's fine. What you're going to get out of this is her honest conversation about what it was like to transition from being a stay-at-home mom to being a working mom. What's it like to pull out the creativity that you put away when you started being a mom? What's it like to say yes to God and just keep going even when you kind of get lost in the details of it? You lose your focus of why you're even doing that. All of these things we talk about, and it's good for us no matter what stage and what month of the year. So I'm really excited to share her story with you. Let's go ahead and get started. Hey, Natalie, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. What did your morning look like?
You know what? I actually had a great morning this morning. It wasn't crazy. I didn't have to run carpool, and I actually got to go for a run. So it's like, aww, my life is just like this amazing day today so far.
That's so good.
We haven't hit lunch yet, so that could easily change. But
do you have any kids home right now with you during the days?
I have no kids home with me. This is like my graduation year. My youngest started kindergarten this year.
Okay, were you super sad when that happened?
You know what? I was super sad because she's my baby. That's kind of like a big graduation stage. Like I no longer have a little one at home anymore. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I was so excited because my days have totally changed. My life has opened up more. There's just more time. And she was so ready, being the baby of three. She's just like, Mom, I need to go to school. You're right. Kind of boring.
I'm not the mom that cries. I'm the mom that cries on the first day of summer.
I cry on the last day of school.
Okay, yeah. It's a dark day.
Yes.
And I have friends who are teachers and they like count down the days and I'm like, I need you to stop talking about that.
Yeah.
They're looking forward to summer. And summer's fun. It's more that I think summer won't be fun when I project myself out into, you know, the dead of July.
Yes, yes. I hear you.
Be a contentment issue I could have a look at in my own life. I don't know. We're getting a little bit too deep too fast with me. Now let's talk about you.
You're funny.
How many kids do you have?
I have three kids. So as I mentioned, little one Lucy is in kindergarten this year. I have a second grader, Michael, and a fifth grader, Grayson.
All right.
No, so I actually have all my kids are at one school one year. It's like the sweet spot. It really is the sweet spot.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. So you're married to some guy?
Yeah, I'm married to some guy named Dave.
Okay.
I live in Northern California, so he grew up here That has since been why we stuck here. So I do love where I live, but he grew up in California. I'm an Illinois girl to begin with and met him out this way. And here we are.
How long have you been married?
We've been married 12 years.
Okay. We've been married 11 years.
It goes by fast, huh?
Oh my gosh. It totally does.
It's kind of crazy.
It is. What are your kids doing right now that's driving you crazy?
I don't know what it is, but my two young ones, they talk in weird voices all day long.
Okay. Like what? Like what's weird?
Like I can't even replicate it, but
I'd like you to try. Just kidding.
Oh my gosh. This will be
You don't have to.
I honestly don't even know how they project this noise out of their mouth.
Okay.
But they have like, there's some squeaky voices and then like weird talking out of their throat voices.
Nice.
But they do it all the time. And it was really cute when it started. And now I swear they save it up. Like they save up their crazy voice talking until we get in the car where I'm in this small space and it is like fingernails on the chalkboard.
Yeah. And what do you say? Because how do you handle loudness in a car?
I try to ignore it.
Okay.
And then I just, when it's finally gotten, I'm like, hey guys, can we talk in our normal voices so mommy can actually hear what you're saying?
Yeah.
They think it's hilarious. I mean, they laugh at each other. It's like they have their own little weird language going on. And
it sounds really terrible.
It really is terrible.
Yeah.
I can't get them to stop. I'm not sure what's going on, but they think it's hilarious.
Hopefully they'll be over it soon.
And they'll move on to something else.
I know. My daughter likes accents and she's quite sure that she's perfected all the accents. She hasn't. And so she went through a period though where she would speak with a British accent, but only if she was lying. And I don't know what, but I could always tell if she was lying because she was speaking with a British accent. I'm like,
see, and you should never have, like, you have to just keep encouraging her to go with it.
You're like,
she'll be throwing herself under the bus over and over and over again.
I know. Like, I would love to get inside her head and say, what switch flips that makes you think now I need to, I don't know. It's very interesting. It only lasted a little bit. And now I still don't know when she's lying now. She speaks like an American all the time.
Darn it.
I know it. So tell me about your mom. So tell me, what is it that you learned from your mom that made the biggest impact on you?
You know, my mom is really a darling, sweet, wonderful person. And I think one of the best things I learned from my mom is she is literally friendly and happy to everyone.
Okay.
Definitely a big smiler. She makes people feel welcome and comfortable. And she's got a really great positive attitude. So I think just modeling that for me as a kid, I feel like I have that a lot in myself. Even if you're not having the best day, it doesn't mean that you need to project that onto somebody else. So I think just being happy and being kind to people. So that was definitely a positive role model for me as a kid.
Okay. Do you find that that is kind of the way your kids are too, because you model that?
I would say absolutely with my oldest. So my oldest is 10.
Okay.
I see a lot of myself and my mom in her, and it's actually pretty cool when you watch her, but she doesn't know you're watching. If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Just the way that she treats people, and she's kind and she's lovely and she's polite. My two younger ones, I feel like they're, you know, those are the crazy talker ones that were talking in the weird voices. So it's really still hard to tell if they're going to have that or not. I hope and pray that they do. And I, you know, they're great kids. So I'm sure they will. But as they get older, I'm definitely seeing that with my older one. She's turned into quite a kid. So
I love that.
Yeah.
That's so good. So you're a working mom.
I'm a working mom.
But you were not a working mom before.
No, I wasn't. And it was actually just a very short while ago that I was not a working mom. So
tell me that transition. What's that been like?
It has been a very hard transition for me. So I have my own business. I work from my home, which I think anybody that works from their home, it seems like the dream job at first, but it's really hard because everything is here. Your laundry's still here. Your disaster of a home is still here. A lot of times kids are running up and down the hallway still. So I was a stay-at-home mom, and then I started my own business. And what I thought was actually going to be more of a hobby than a business.
Okay.
And praise the Lord, it actually took off rather fast and was pretty successful right away, which took me basically into working a full-time job.
Okay.
So the transition was really challenging. I felt like I was basically getting a C grade in almost everything that I was doing. Mm. Like just being mediocre at everything, which I'm sure others from the outside didn't see it that way, but I wasn't being the best mom. I wasn't putting 100% into what I was doing. The struggle of trying to juggle it all, I couldn't master it.
Okay, so then what happened?
You know, I think I just started giving myself a little bit more grace. Okay. A lot of it came down to, I feel like when I was a stay-at-home mom, I tried to do it all and tried to volunteer all the time at school and really did everything I could possible for my kids. Well, I thought that I could still do that.
Okay. Yeah.
So I was still signing up for different volunteer opportunities at school. I was still basically saying yes to anything I was asked to do.
Okay.
So I had a lot of heart to heart talks with Jesus and realizing that there were just things that I had to let go, and I was supposed to let go, and it was okay to let go of.
Okay. So what have you let go? The volunteering and stuff?
The volunteering, you know, I try to be really intentional about how I volunteer for my kids' school and events that go on with them, where it's things that are done with them. So things that they can see me doing and we get to participate in together. So I'm not going to spend hours volunteering on something that they really didn't get a lot of benefit out of or didn't get to see that mommy was doing this for them.
That's a really great way to kind of decide.
It is. I mean, because there are countless opportunities to help at school.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had to pick them a little wisely, a little bit more wisely.
Okay. How did you make the decision or the shift to go for this hobby turning into a small business?
Interesting. I don't even know when the moment was, but what I have is it's a kid's Christmas product, and it's something that it was a tradition we did with our family for quite some time. And right away, my husband encouraged me to do something with it. And a couple years later, it was godly nudges over and over and over again. And I don't even know what made the switch click. Like, okay, I'm going to do this. But I remember sitting at church. It was a couple weeks before Christmas. And I don't even know the words that our pastor spoke, but I just knew in my head, I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. And I went home and I bought my domain name.
That's exciting.
It just kind of started the snowball of what was to come. So I dove into the creative aspect right after Christmas. And
were you creative anyway? Is that something that's a big deal?
That's something I thrive off of.
Okay.
Absolutely. I love the creative side, which is interesting because that was what I did as a kid. I love to draw. I love to be creative, but I tucked it away a little bit when I became a mom.
Yeah.
So once the ball got rolling and I actually had a product to sell, I feel like once I said yes to the Lord, I just had to keep going.
Okay.
And where that turned into full-time, I'm not really sure where that hobby into full-time happened, but it happened rather quickly. So,
okay. So tell us about the product, because I love it.
Oh, thank you. So it's called the Christmas Star from Afar. It is a kid's Christmas tradition, or I guess we could call it a family Christmas traditions, because the whole family plays, but it came about really when my daughter, who's 10, I think she was either 3 or 4 at the time when Elf on the Shelf came out. And it's kind of funny. I was a new mom. I also maybe had one infant at the time. And I brought this thing home from the store thinking, this is going to be our tradition as a family, because that's, I feel like moms think that's what we have to do. Our traditions have to be this big, amazing thing that goes on forever. Well, I brought it home.
And you have to start it from the very beginning or it doesn't count.
Oh my gosh.
I remember thinking that.
I brought it home and my husband kind of looked at me like, are you kidding? Or what is this? Like, this okay. is kind of weird.
Okay. Yeah.
But I was just so excited. I read it to my daughter. We're going to start this tomorrow. We named the elf. And my daughter woke up the next morning and she started screaming for me from her room.
Okay.
And I walk in and she looks at me and she's like half tucked under her covers. And she whispered so quiet. She's like, Mommy, is that little boy still in our house?
Oh, no.
So she was horrified of this thing. So okay. we had to kindly ask it to go away. And
okay.
years later, it had gotten where it's just crazy. It's all over the place. Every kid at school has one. And mm-hmm. so I wanted her to have something, but I also wanted what we were doing to be really be rooted in, okay, Christmas is about Jesus. It's that simple. And everything on TV and everything else really points our kids another direction, that it's about what gifts do you get? And it's mm-hmm. about Santa. And it's their minds get a little sidetracked. So
yeah, when I lived in China and we would talk to our students, we would like teach them about the culture or whatever, our culture, because they were learning English. So it was part of it. And for Christmas, we would talk about Jesus. And there was a guy there dressed as Santa and they were calling him Jesus. And I mean, it just gets so confusing. Well,
it really is. It really is. So I cut out a cardboard star. I cut out this just like goofy little star out of cardboard and I spray painted it gold. And I read her the story of the three wise men from the Bible. And so it was a hide and seek game like Elf on the Shelf, except for my daughter was hunting and searching for a star.
Okay.
When she found her star, we had a little kid nativity set. She would take her three wise men and she'd move them to wherever she found the star that morning.
Okay.
Then I would hide again the next day and she'd move her three wise men again. So we were creating the three wise men journey through our house, and then Christmas morning, the star would land on top of or right but next to our nativity set, and the three wise men would find baby Jesus. So that was it had no name at the time. We did it for a couple years, and then friends started asking me about it. What do you do to keep like Christ in Christmas? And so many people would say, you really have to do something with that. You really should do something with that.
Okay.
So that's the encouragement I got. And then so I named it Star From Afar, and I would go on to just make it more into a sellable product. So I did all the artwork, the illustrations of the book.
Okay. So there's a book that goes with it.
Yes. And the book, it's a rhyming story about the three wise men following the star to Bethlehem.
And do you read a little of the book every day or what?
No, it's more of you read it to kick the game off.
Okay.
To kind of start it off. Or if you have kids like mine, when they love a book, they want it read over and over and over and over again.
Times infinity. Yes.
Oh, times infinity and beyond. It's just to kind of kick off the story to help kids understand. And it's cute because all the illustrations in the book are on the nativity set that it comes with. So it comes with a flat wooden piece nativity set. These cute little pieces, they're really bright in color. So it kind of ties the two together.
Okay. So you get a nativity, a star, and a book.
Yes.
And then each day you just move the star wherever you want and they move the wise men to the star.
Correct. And you can make it as simple as that, or some days I like get, you know, hide little candies with my star, or I'll leave a note for my kids or a Bible verse. And I've done like goofy things where I've duct taped the star to the ceiling and just to make it fun. But it's such a simple game, but it really helps them remember, hey, you know, this is why. This is, you know, the wise men were searching for Jesus and mm-hmm. Christmas celebrates his birth. So
yeah, you have the searching, you have the anticipation, you have the excitement.
And you have the star representing like he's the light of the world. So
and you don't have a creepy elf watching you.
I know. And it doesn't tattle on you. And one fun thing too is it's an open game. So my kids know that I'm hiding it, which takes pressure off big time. So I don't have to wake up at 3 a.m. and freak out that I forgot to hide the magical star. So
it's true.
And it also opens up the game a little bit too, to where there's just more conversations that are had. And now that my older one's getting, you know, she's 10. So sometimes I'll be like, all right, Grayson, tonight you get to hide the star, or whoever finds the star tomorrow gets to hide it tomorrow night.
Okay.
So there's ways that you can just be, it's more of a family game. Everybody's involved. There's no magic involved. So
that's fun. I really like it.
Thank you.
So good. So how many years have you been doing this?
So I started 2014.
Okay.
So right after Christmas, the beginning of the year is when I started the illustrations and putting the book together and literally fumbling through the process because I don't have a background in this.
Okay. What is your background?
My background. So I was a business finance major.
Okay.
And I went on to do, I had my Series 7. I sold mutual funds and then I eventually got into pharmaceutical sales. And then once I had my first, I decided to stay home with her.
Okay.
And
so nothing like.
No. This. No, I have no professional training on any of this stuff.
Okay. You told me that sometimes as you kind of are fumbling through this, you get so busy, you forget why you're doing that. And I feel like that's something that any mom can identify with. Like we do get, if it's a hobby, if it's a business, if it's a project with our kids, if it's a project for ourselves, we sometimes can become so busy that we lose sight of the point. So how do you refocus?
So when I started this whole thing, it was more of this is going to be my ministry versus this is going to be my business.
Okay.
And just a way to like really put the real reason of Christmas back in people's homes, mm-hmm. At Christmas time. So I feel like I do fumble through it a lot because it has put a lot more work on my plate than I had ever anticipated or imagined. And sometimes I get rolling through the motions and I'll find myself getting worried or anxious or feeling let down when I feel like that's the business side of me. So whenever I start to feel that, it's often my trigger in my mind. Okay, you need to take a step back. You need to slow down. You've either been out of like your daily quiet time mm-hmm. of reading the word, or maybe I just haven't been connecting through prayer or surrounding myself through women of faith, which all three mm-hmm. of those things like kind of just rein me back in.
Yeah, for sure.
But I struggle with it all the time. You know, you catch yourself. You're just like, why am I worried about getting this next big account when really I should be more concerned about the two or three homes that the product got into that maybe those kids don't even know who Jesus is.
I love it. That's true. I think that as I have matured in my walk with the Lord, I used to think that I needed to get it right. And if I didn't get it right, there was something wrong with me rather than we always have to always refocus. And that's the way it's going to be.
Right. And the refocus looks completely different from one day to the next.
Depending on what you need. Yeah.
And depending on like what, like right now is crazy time for me. It's like I mentioned, I went on a run this morning and that is unheard of. I don't take much time for myself, but I've realized that I have to take that quiet time in the morning, whether it's 10 minutes, whether it's a half an hour, because it really sets the purpose for my day and helps me just to like start the day off remembering and resting in why I do what I do.
Yeah. What does that look like if your mind is kind of racing when you think about everything you have to do that day? What do you do that kind of helps quiet your mind down?
You know what's, I feel like my mind is racing the most either when I'm in the car, because it's when I'm thinking, because there's not a computer right in front of me. So I'm thinking and my mind just starts going crazy with to-do lists. So,
mm-hmm. And your kids are making those voices.
Yeah. And the kids are making the voices. Caleb is my savior. So great Christian music in the car.
Yeah.
And I think when my mind starts racing, when I'm working, when I'm in front of a computer, it's almost just removing myself for a little bit.
Okay.
Whether that's going and like throwing in a load of laundry or going on a quick walk with my dog or just changing it up
mm-hmm.
or like writing it down. Like, okay, all these things are racing through my head right now. If I write it down, I'll get back to them later.
That's good.
Be able to focus on one thing at a time.
Sometimes it rattles around in there because you think, I got to keep remembering this so I don't forget. So if you write it down, you can kind of let it go.
And prioritize. Like why was that even bothering me? Like that's the least thing I should be worried about right now.
What would you say to a mom who is maybe new to the workforce or really would love to feel like she's not feeling guilty about that she's working? Because I think we're going to feel guilty no matter what we do as moms. So you can speak to this as a new season. How would you encourage a mom in that situation?
The best advice I could give, and again, I have to remind myself all the time, is that what I'm doing for a reason. Like, God had this all planned out before. He knew I was going to go through this. He knew that I would struggle with having my three children at home and trying to work. But everything that I need to succeed and do the job that is pleasing to Him, mm-hmm. I already have in me. He put all this in motion. He gave me my three kids specifically for me. So anything that they need, I already have it in me, what they need. But a lot of times I need to refocus myself and I have to ask Him to help me. Same thing with the job. Like, I have the skill set. I have whatever I need to be successful and do it in a way that's pleasing to the Lord. But a lot of the times I have to ask Him to help me. And I think that's why He gives us these things, is it brings us into stronger connection with Him.
Do you ever wonder if it was a good choice
to start this?
Yeah. I'm just thinking if a mom is like, I don't know.
Never felt that it wasn't.
Okay.
And I think just because I really do feel that this is my passion and purpose that the Lord laid out for me well long ago.
That's great.
It's just a matter of I can't do it by myself. And if anything, you know, I think it's brought my faith into a completely different place than where it was 3 or 4 years ago.
Tell me about that. What have you learned about God through this process?
Really, that I can do so much more than I ever thought I could do. I am capable of so much more than I ever thought I was, but it's because of Him. It's not because of my own actions. So okay. He will equip me with what I need. Hmm. And when I feel like I'm struggling, I kind of have to let it go. And that's been hard, is knowing that you can't stress over this. Like, he's got this. And if He put this plan in your path, He will help you get to where He wants it to be.
We can all really stand on that. It's true. No matter what.
It's so true. It's so true.
Yeah. So I have one more question for you.
Yeah.
What can you not stop talking about right now?
I wish it was some like a major enlightening thing, but I'm still struggling with the whole balance thing of what it looks like to be working full time and really trying to, I think, act or pretend like I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Oh, interesting.
I want to be 100% with my kids when they get home from school. Yes. I want to sit down and do homework with them. And so balancing that out, I just realized there's a lot of things I have to take off my plate. And a good friend of mine at the very end of the summer, we got talking about this because I started getting a little concerned that school was starting back up, only because it adds all these other things to your plate, mm-hmm. and time is less. And for me, it's my busy season starts up. So she introduced me. She's like, I actually enjoy cooking, okay. but since I've been working, I dread cooking.
Yeah.
Because it's all of it. It's like the actual cooking, making sure you have the right groceries. You have to clean up all this stuff afterwards. So she introduced me to something called the Fresh 20.
Okay. I have not heard of it.
It is so cool. I swear I should have been getting a commission or something from them for a while, because okay. I was telling everyone about it. It's a service you sign up for. And I think it was like $60 for the whole year.
Okay.
And there's all these different meal plans you can sign up for that are, you know, gluten-free, dairy-free, you know, all these different options. And it's basically a weekly email. So they don't send you the meals or anything.
Okay.
It's a weekly download that you get. So it plans out 5 meals for you for the week using 20 ingredients.
Oh.
So they're pretty easy meals. Now, that
are they different 20 every week?
It, you know, there's some that, like, there's, you know, there's always onions and there's always peppers, but they make it so that it's also, you save some money as well. So
okay.
I get my menu on Fridays. You can grocery shop on Sunday. Ideally, what you're supposed to do is prep all the veggies, like do all the chopping on Sunday, so they're just ready to roll
okay.
throughout the week. So you just can throw it together. And sometimes I do it and sometimes I don't, but I'll okay. chop everything up and I'll put them in baggies and like number them. Like, this is for meal one, meal two.
Okay.
And they rotate through different meats throughout the weeks, but you have 20 ingredients. So your grocery shopping is easy. You
know,
you don't have like all these ridiculous things you have to go buy. And then you have 20 staples that you should have in your pantry at all time, which would okay. be like olive oil and salt, you know, just stuff that you have there anyway.
Yeah.
But for $60 for the whole year, it has saved so much time. It's also made me more creative in my cooking.
Okay.
And it's all cooked by me. So it's not, I know there's these different plans where they like the baskets, you know, they send you the stuff and you mm-hmm. just have to cook it up.
Mm-hmm.
But you actually do have to grocery shop. But when it's 20 ingredients for the week, plus whatever you need for breakfast and lunch. It makes grocery shopping cheaper and faster.
That sounds really fun. And my problem is I can't think of what to make. I get tired of thinking of meals.
And these are, all of their food is, it's pretty easy to prepare. It's healthy. Now, there's some things that my kids aren't thrilled about. So I always have to have like some kid goodies in stock, like macaroni and cheese or things that, whatever, that I'm like, they're not going to eat that fancy quinoa concoction tonight. So let's make another pot of mac and cheese.
Yeah.
But it's worked out really well for me. And I don't have to ever wonder like, oh gosh, what am I cooking? It's 5 o'clock and I have no idea. I have no food.
Yes. I like it. It's called Fresh 20.
The Fresh 20. So I think it's at thefresh20.com.
Oh my goodness.
And there's all these different options that you can choose from, but I've loved it. And then I got introduced to, I'm on my 30-day trial. So I'm sure if I have to start paying for it, it will be a different story. But Amazon Fresh. So if you're a Prime member,
I am.
For your first 30 days, you can do Amazon Fresh for free.
Okay.
It is, I can't even.
Now, what is that?
Oh my gosh. So you go on and it's kind of like they must have their own warehouses. I don't know how this all works, but it's grocery shopping.
Okay.
I haven't brought like fresh meat or anything through them yet, but their produce is really good. If I go on an order right now, I can select for my groceries to be delivered at my door before 7 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
And you'll go out there and there's like these green totes and it's all on either ice or dry ice. The food's all been really good. And price-wise, it's really, I feel like some of those services are expensive. Kind of, the food's more expensive.
Yeah.
I feel like the food might be just a hair more expensive than my local grocery store.
Listen, I don't think in the future, I don't think we're going to go to the grocery store anymore. All this stuff is, don't you think so?
I don't think we're going to have to go anywhere anymore, but which I do enjoy going to the grocery store if I have time and I don't have my kids with me, but that's just not how my life is rolling right now.
Well, if it's Trader Joe's or Whole Foods, then I'm like super excited to go to the grocery store.
I know, but then you're going to want, what are those things? The peppermint crisps.
Oh, the peppermint pretzel slims. I'm staring at them right now. If they weren't so loud, I'd be eating them.
I know. Goodness.
Well, that's so cool. I will look into both of those.
Time savers right now. Time savers.
That's really good. And I honestly, I'm glad you're letting yourself do that, instead of just feeling guilty or overworked or whatever.
And it will just be for season. I think once things slow down, I will be back to my norm, although I'm slightly crazy and I'm getting ready to launch another product.
Are you kidding?
No.
Can you talk about that or not quite yet? It's a tough secret.
I can. It's we'll probably launch it more in January, but it's an Easter activity.
Cool. Okay. Awesome.
It's called the Easter Story Egg. And it will be it's more of an activity than it is a game, but really the same objective of trying to keep the true meaning of Easter in your Easter celebration.
Well, that's exciting. Now you're going to have two busy times of the year.
I know. You know what? It's like I thrive off this stuff somehow. It drives me crazy and I thrive off it too.
I love it. So January is when that's coming out.
Yeah, I think it'll be ready to ship probably. They'll be ready to ship out in February.
So you've already drawn them and all the things?
They are done. They are being manufactured right now. So
it's pretty
cool. They're like a wooden nesting doll, Russian.
Oh, fun, yes.
But they tell it as, you can either read through it all at once or you can read through it daily starting Palm Sunday till Sunday, and it tells the journey of Jesus.
That is so neat.
So it's came out super cute. I'm really excited about it. And it has the similar, the artwork's very similar to the Star from Afar, where it's colorful and kind of modern looking.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And so it's like my new baby. It's like I'm getting ready to have a new baby.
So good. So where can people get your products?
So on my website, starfromafar.com, you can purchase right from there. But then we also have a store locator on there. So you can put in your zip code and we have, praise the Lord, we have, I think, over 800 stores nationwide.
No way. That is so cool.
That is good, man.
Well, I'm excited. We could get the Easter one also at Star From Afar, or are you having, will there be a link to it at least?
There'll be a link to it so that we won't even have that out and available until probably January. Right now, there's kind of a coming soon site. At storyegg.com. Okay. So you can kind of get an idea of what it's going to look like. You can see the imaging there, but there's really nothing. You can't pre-order or anything. Cause I had to literally scramble to put this together to make it happen for this Easter.
Okay. I see. Awesome. Well, Natalie, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
All this.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Really good to talk to you again.
You too.
All right. You have a good rest of your day.
Bye. You all as right. well.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
So many good takeaways, so many good possible strategies to struggle well. So let's talk about it. Since we talked about the Fresh 20, I have done it and it's really easy. I like it. And you can get a whole free week. So something to think about. Maybe you go there. I'll put the link to that in the show notes. Or Amazon Fresh. Have not tried that. Sounds very tempting. But I also like Natalie, I don't mind going grocery shopping. It's kind of fun. If you can believe it, I listen to podcasts while I do it. Maybe you in the trickier parenting moments feel not super thrilled with the kids that you have. And let me tell you, I'm sure you know this already, but sometimes they're not super thrilled with you. So I always like to level the playing field and let them know, am I making you crazy? Well, guess what? You're making me crazy. We are making each other crazy. That's called family. I think that Natalie's reminder that our kids were specifically given for us and that we can lean into that and not spend time feeling frustrated or kind of ashamed that it's not going well. My friend Anjali was on the show, episode 43, and her Instagram account, Love Always Anjali, is such a place of encouragement. And because it's just, she just talks about real mom things, and the hashtag she started, Stay Awake to Love, is such a source of real encouragement for me. And this kind of made me think of that when she said, we have to realize these kids that we have are our specific kids. And if we feel like maybe they aren't, or maybe this relationship's not working, I think it's our flesh and it's just natural to want out. You know, that's why the divorce rate's so high. We think, yeah, you're making me crazy. I'm making you crazy. Let's end this. Well, we can't do that with our kids. And so there's the definite temptation to just disengage, right? And so that's what Anjali's whole hashtag that she started was for moms to talk about ways that they are continuing to engage, even in the hard stuff. And so we need to lean into that. So maybe you focus this week on ways to stay awake to love, or check out that hashtag. I think it could really be good. Maybe this week you could write down and memorize Ephesians 2:10. Natalie was talking about how everything that she has done, that God has led her to do, he already had sorted out for her ahead of time. So she doesn't really need to stress out about that. How's she going to do it and all that stuff? Even last week, the episode 64 with Jackie, with the business they have with Radjoy, they just put all of it on the cross and just say, God, what do you want me to do? Like, you know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. Please tell me how to do it. But Ephesians 2:10 talks about that. It says, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which he prepared in advance for us to do. Kind of takes the pressure off of us. We just have to ask him. So it's kind of the point. Dependence, right? Communication with God, dependence. It's all good. It's all hard to remember to do. Maybe you just need to take some time and refocus and stop beating yourself up that you need to refocus. We all have to refocus sometimes. You're not going to do it perfect. I hate to tell you that. I hate to tell myself that. If we beat ourselves up, it just takes precious time away from the actual refocusing, which is what we need to be doing. She talked about God nudges. God gave her towards this thing that she's doing. So maybe you sit with God a little bit this week and just ask him, like, what are you nudging me towards? Or maybe you know exactly what he's nudging you towards. And frankly, you either don't want to do it or you feel too scared, which you could refer back to Ephesians 2:10. You don't need to be afraid. He's already sorted it out. Maybe you know what the nudges are, but you don't know what to do about them. And your strategy to struggle well and your Christmas present to yourself could be to sign up for Retha's 6 coaching sessions and get you in the right direction. Regardless, there are so many good takeaways from this. Y'all, I hope you had a lovely Thanksgiving. I hope you are not getting too stressed out about this holiday season coming up, you guys. We're going to make it through this. Keep doing the good work. It's a blessing. Even if sometimes you really have to search around for where is that blessing. It's there. Y'all, God has been so, so good to us, and we are richly blessed. I hope you have a great week of struggling well.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.